just a little bit. I'm vertically challenged, so
yeah.
Not as much as I am. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Cool. Thank you. This is also kind of an anti-war poem. You know, there's that line about history is written by the victors, and it's probably written by those who have the most of the pens and paper at the time, too. This is entitled History. The old cat gums her dinner, one-toothed and fey as an ancient lion, while younger kings fret and waste their kingdoms for women and crowns, never theirs for the taking. Copernicus falls from his round sky, plummeting past gilded galleons sailing off the darker edges of the earth, and Galileo is branded a demon for knowing a truth. Heads roll in sanctity to amuse the thwarted boyhood desires of rich men who try to harness stars to their will. But she's just an old cat, insignificant in the annals of history, quietly napping in her corner, emanating a quiet peace as she licks her tattered fur in the sun. Like so many women from then, she's voiceless, her body seen only when the time of blame ripens to explode in a fury of delusion, to point the heated finger of death at those who are no more than pawns in this crazy game of conquest and subjugation. Blame them, burn them, and bury them, to feed the folly of old and foolish nobles who play with money and war, who lick their rubies and thrust opalescent pearls into their own asses in a forlorn attempt to illuminate themselves. Glory, they cry out for glory, and the thrill, of course, of the momentary illusion of grandeur blessed with the reeking of battlefield offal, all in a day's work for the mighty pen of selected chroniclers. But the old cat sucks her pureed meat, savoring its meager juice, and in the glowing sunlight eyes the golden pathway she's envisioned all these millennia, radiating her calm, her peace, out of sight, out of mind, and out of history. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Wonderful. So we're going to have a mini set, and before I introduce Bo,